I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Exactly. The AMA brought to you by Right
Gracious
from the Heart, right
Lord
from the heart.
Have mercy.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm with you. That's where I was at yesterday.
They play. You know what? I'm not even going to read that.
Don't read it.
Boy, I tell you,
don't
Lord.
We're good.
Mama said there'd be days like this.
Don't blame. Never mind. Blame everybody.
Yeah, never mind.
Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're just getting a lot of creative reasons as to why the Falcons aren't winning. The Falcons have driven people insane.
They have.
They've gone about losing in such a way that they have driven the fan base.
And they're bringing it here. Just sitting like, what?
And we got 3 hours.
What?
We got 3 hours every day.
That's why.
And we try to keep it right here.
Goodness,
you know what
gracious.
I mean?
But I get it, man.
I get it too.
God, all right,
there's a few phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question for the AMA. The phone number is 404-726-0929. We'll start with Todd in McDonough. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. The lottery has gotten, this question for both of y'all. The lottery has got up to $740 million on the Mega Millions.
Yes.
I was just wondering, what would be your first huge purchase if you won it?
If I won the lottery,
how much was it?
$720, you said?
Okay, so you pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, first purchase would be a plane and a one-way flight to
someplace beachy.
She can come if she wants to. They can come if they want to. She can come if they want to.
It's a one-way ticket.
But I'm going.
Yeah, we'd never see you.
Yeah, you never see me again.
Would we hear from you?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not even like they probably wouldn't have postcards.
They wouldn't have nothing.
Where you're going.
I'm going there. Yeah, like, again, they can come if they want to. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Daddy, I have school.
Why?
Why?
You don't need to go to school. The whole reason to go to school is to get this.
Yeah, I got. Dad, what about school? I mean, that is an option for you.
God, I don't know. If I had $720 million, the first thing, because like the first thing wouldn't be the cool thing, right? The first thing, you'd have to build up to the cool thing, because I would want to buy a golf course.
Right.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And a big house on that golf course for just me to play. And then a team of people to keep it in good shape.
Right.
But like that wouldn't be
like, I tell you, when I first got the second blessing, right? The first thing I went and bought, I never forget it, when first got the deposit, I went to the mall in Boca Raton and went and got me a full Louis Vuitton luggage set.
There you go.
I wanted, because all the vets had them. I was like,
that's awesome.
Never even heard of no damn Louis Vuitton.
Did you know what the LV stood for?
Not a damn clue.
Las Vegas.
I said, looks I want nice. One of them damn brown Louis Vuitton, the brown LV bags that Jason Taylor and
ones.
All them wear. That's exactly what I said. I said, I want one of those. And they were like, I said, where do you get them at? Again, country boy don't know nothing about nothing. I was like, I want one of them suitcases they got. Go up there, Andy, get the suitcase, right? And then the woman was like, you know what else you need? I was like, what else?
she saw you coming.
Yeah. I said, what else? And she was like, what about one of these side bags, computer bags? Well, I don't have a computer. That's not why you need it.
There's a computer store in the mall.
You got to have the set. Dude.
You got that bag, didn't you?
Yeah, damn sure did. It's still in the closet.
You still have it? That's great.
Still got to this day.
So that's a good purchase.
Still got to this day.
That's value.
I would tell you, that's the first thing I damn bought.
Is it the biggest thing you bought?
Oh, hell no.
No, you bought bigger stuff. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I would buy something ridiculous the first day, but it wouldn't be the biggest thing I
bought. Oh, no, that was the first thing I bought.
Yeah. God, that'd be fun.
Dope.
$720 million?
$720? I might buy Odyssey. call it Rodicy. Something like that.
Randicy.
Yeah, Randicy. And then, like, you know, we would do 3-day work weeks.
Okay.
3-day work weeks.
All right, I'm already
like, host would do 3-day work week. Then we would put, like, all our engineers, like Bo and Abe and Dylan, they would get Thursday, Friday.
Oh, they get to do the show.
Yeah, they get to do the show Thursday, okay. Friday.
Yeah, you're,
yes.
Yeah, you're, yeah, all right. Man. You got support in me.
Yeah.
Khalid is in Lovejoy. Hey, Khalid.
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, so two things for me. One, I'm probably most, like, unlike most fans, I feel like we're going to win this week because we've been so inconsistent. It's only right for the pattern to, you know, continue. Yep. So I'm looking forward to a dub. And then my question for you guys is, what's your first sports heartbreak? For me, it's 2004 NFC championship game, Falcons versus Eagles. First time I cried about a game, it just set me up for the life I'm living.
Thank you, Khalid.
First sports heartbreak.
I think the first time I remember being... It's like a special kind of furious, right? Uh-huh. Because you don't have control over it. You love the team. It happens on TV. There's nothing you can do. Is when Charles Barkley shot like 48 free throws in the Western Conference Finals Game 7 against the Sonics in 93.
Okay.
He set the single game free throw record for a player.
Yeah.
They set the single game free throw record for a team. And that was cheating.
Yes.
They cheated. Yeah. And you will never convince me otherwise that day. Now, the Suns were better than the Sonics, I think, a little bit that year. But that was a cheating ass bunch of refs.
I was so mad. My first one was, I was in the game. We were in playing against Rammstein. We were first and goal from the 2. All right. Clock was running down. This is for the Bantam League Championship. And they stopped us 4 plays.
Oh,
yeah, man. Rammstein defense. They beat us 6-0 championship game.
Dang.
Broke my damn heart. Cried and cried and cried.
That, would they have like a real strong nose tackle?
Dude,
or?
They were cheating.
Oh,
they had some damn ringers.
That's how you know it's heartbreak.
Yeah,
because both of us decided our losses were due to cheating.
And the coach, that's ringers.
That's great.
That's ringers.
Dan is in Powder Springs, or sorry, Sandy Springs. Hey, Dan.
Sandy Springs, what's happening, fellas? What's going on? So, outside of the obvious, we all frustrated Falcons fans, right? My biggest thing is, outside of the obvious on offense, of course, we need Penix back, Drake back. What do you guys think? What is it that we need on offense, man? And with that, outside of that wide zone, I would like to see some counters off of that, bro. I would like to see some counters off of that. I need a little bit more sauce. Y'all let me know what y'all think.
I think we mentioned that the other day.
Thank you, Dan.
We mentioned that the other day as far as, like, I think sometimes you draft scheme-specific players. And I'm not saying that Bergeron and Lynch can't pull and down gaps and schemes and all of them. I'm not saying that. All I know is this is what they do. And so can you change it up maybe with some wind backs, bend backs? You got a running back fast enough to be able to do that as far as Bijan going one side influence and then coming back. But that's so much easier when you're under center. It's so much easier when you're under the center to be able to give that action. It's just harder.
That could almost be the answer.
Yeah, it's just so harder. It's
get under
harder.
Center more.
It's just harder. It's
but
just
that
so
almost much. Could be the fix.
Yeah, it could be. A little bit.
Mine is your second dimension can't be as bad as it's been. Like, if they're trying to make you one-dimensional, and that means take away the run game, the pass game has to also be good.
Yeah.
And that's on the quarterbacks.
Yes.
It was Kirk on Sunday. It's been Penix a bunch of times this year. Like, the Patriots are going to try to take Bijan Robinson away.
Yes. That is Braves' number one choice, option, or whatever.
Penix has to make them pay for that.
He's got to make throws.
He's
got to make throws. Because the throws are going to be there. They're going to play man-to-man.
They're going to play man-to-man.
And that's on the receivers, too. You got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win.
They haven't been great against man this year, either. So, I mean, there's a lot of... We know what it's going to be.
Yes.
You just have to be able to do it on Sunday.
Yep.
Otherwise, everyone's going to do this to you for the rest of the year.
It's going
to
be there. I'm talking about they're going to play man-to-man. Gonzalez is going to be on Drake.
Yep.
Now, you got to do something because they do a good job of putting Drake in motion and all those different things, trying to maybe get the coverage loosened on it. They got to – the quarterback and the receiver have got to make plays. Because it's going to be there. You're going to be man-to-man, you and them.
Yep. Simple as that.
Yeah.
That's the league.
Yep.
That's the league. You got to do it. All right, Ben is in Woodstock. Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Got two for you.
All right.
So first one, what was your first favorite player growing up? And second of all, you're walking in the liquor store. It's your birthday. Money ain't an object. What are you grabbing?
Oh.
And so I got Griffey and top shelf bourbon.
Nice.
God, me too. You want to be best friends, Ben?
Yeah, y'all are exactly alike.
Me too.
First ever, what is that?
First ever favorite athlete.
Probably Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Walter Payton.
I'm trying to think if there was anyone before Griffey. I don't think so. Like, because he was there. His first game, I was like 5.
Right.
So you don't really know anything before that. So yeah, it was Griffey. Yeah. Specifically, I would like to buy and drink some Pappy Van Winkle someday.
Dude.
That's that super expensive bourbon.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. We finally got the big pumpkin.
Right.
We got the We went to the Burt's Pumpkin Patch on Saturday,
right.
And I got the massive size jumbo pumpkin I've always wanted. Could never justify it. This year I could justify it.
There you go, my boy.
That's that splurge.
There you go.
That's that first place splurge I've been looking for.
There you go.
I don't know how many times we'd have to be first place to get Pappy, but we're working on it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want no damn Pappy. Just give me that Chattanooga, baby.
That's true. Chattanooga.
That Chattanooga whiskey.
Is also,
just give me that.
I had my Chattanooga sweatshirt on yesterday.
Yes, just give me that.
It's a fine gentleman's
bourbon. You can have that Pappy or whatever it is. Happy Pappy.
It can't be that great.
It can't
right?
be that good.
That's the thing. It's like,
what did Oren say?
There's
Oren
a lot
say,
of really good bourbons I've had.
Hey, you see Oren putting his thumbs up. Oren got a new hustle.
Yeah, what's Oren going
got,
on?
Oren got a new pair of J's on every single day, and he's drinking Pappy.
Only person I know that had kids and got richer.
Yes.
Somehow.
Like, whatever, man. I don't know, whatever, man.
He's drinking Pappy?
And he's drinking Pappy, too? Damn, Oren.
And every day he comes in, he's got like some takeout, so he's eating out every day. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on, Oren.
Something happened.
What's the point of having one Pappy? Because I can get like 10 or 20 or 30 other.
I just want to know.
I would want the 30.
I know what you mean. I just want to know. I want to know if it's really.
How about we just, do they sell it in stores? I mean,
sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Someplace,
I don't know.
You probably have to call
a
store and
ask. It's behind lock and key.
Oh, okay.
I went into a bottle of bourbon for his birthday a couple months ago, and it was a liquor store over there, like in North Druid Hills, and they had one.
Mm-hmm.
And they like let me know, like, oh, I don't know if you're interested in, you know, collector's bourbons.
No, how much is
it? I don't
cost?
Collect bourbon.
How much
I drink
is
it? I don't know, $700 or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
It?
Well, that one. There are some that are more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the colors of the labels mean or whatever, but yeah. I don't know. Like one Stetson was drinking after the national championship,
yeah.
I think it was like a $5,000.
Like, I didn't know nothing about it until you said something about it when Stetson was drinking.
And I think that may have been when I learned about it. Uh-oh. I don't know. But, like, I, you know, just with all these, like, high-end, expensive whatevers, whatever walk of life it is, I just kind of want to see.
Someone promised us some high-end champagne, right?
That's true.
Potentially.
There was some high-end champagne promise.
Yes.
If we achieved the goal, which we did achieve.
Which we did.
So
we're going to get some roads from... We're gonna get.
I don't know. What was it called?
It's been a wild time since
name some nice.
No. I think we were promised to be determined ace of spades.
Okay, is that one?
It's very, very expensive. Very expensive.
You were there.
Do
you not remember?
It's club.
I don't know anything about champagne.
It's club expensive.
Oh, so that's like you buy it at the club to like flex?
Yeah, it's club expensive.
Got it.
Yeah.
Could we get it with a sparkler coming out of the top
There's
of it?
No way I'm doing that ever. There's no way. Can you see him coming in there with
the... I can't. That's what I'd like.
Can you see him coming out of his office with the damn champagne with
like
the sparklers?
Platter and some of those girls that come and the little sparkler? That's what I want. All right, Teddy is in Tucker. Final call. Hey, Teddy.
Hey,
Teddy.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good, Teddy.
First of all, I love the show. I just want to tell you guys, chemistry is amazing.
Thank you, Teddy.
Together. Also, tell me how you guys feel about this. You know how we have two amazing running backs, right?
Yes.
Tell me why I never see Bijan. I mean, he goes out wide sometimes, but I feel like Algiers should be in the backfield sometime and have Bijan spread out wide. That'll, you know, cause a lot of mismatches. Tell me how you guys feel about that.
Thank you, Teddy.
You want to tell him?
Well, it happens sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Is that like you want, Teddy, you want it to be like the base?
They're probably not going to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
But they've done that.
But they've done that. They've done that. And they've thrown it and they've run it with.
I have the flashback to Algiers lead blocking for Bijan last year on a fourth down.
And that was not good, Andy.
That didn't go good.
Yeah, that didn't go well at all.
But look, man.
Get
whatever.
Your damn fullback.
My thing is, though, like fun stuff like that can only happen if the basic stuff is happening first.
Yeah, because that's the thing about it is like basic is good.
Yeah. Your basic has to be working before you can start getting too cute off of it.
Yeah, don't try basic is bad as in love making.
I don't know. Still all right.
No.
I'll do, you know. You start here.
Mm-mm.
Branch out.
Mm-mm.
Plus, who knows what she's into?
You got to figure it out, Andy.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The word nuts was said too damn much today. And eight ball is bigger than a bump.
It's true.
Yeah.
Significantly. Randy referred to someone's helmet as looking like a Tootsie Pop.
Yes, it does.
And it did.
Yes, it very
more specifically, did. It was Romeo Dobbs will look like a Tootsie Pop when he puts that helmet on.
He did.
And what if dirt isn't dirt?
I'm just telling you.
You never know.
You never know. These folks nowadays, you'd be digging up stuff.
Right, we do know, because dirt been dirt the whole time.
Yes.
And like you said, you can't eat all nuts.
Like some of them are poisonous.
Some of them are.
Did your son know they're poisonous?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My son will eat anything.
That's what I know.
Yeah. He's an absolute maniac. All he wants to eat is candy right now, though.
Ooh, boy.
Speaking of eight balls.
Are you dressing up tomorrow, Bo?
So I have. The answer's
yes.
Kind of.
Okay, we got to go.
All right, we'll talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.